Hi everyone, hi our podcast, hi everyone, how you guys doing? What's going on? Hi. So we're doing
so good.
Thank you. We just finished watching you.
We actually did not sleep.
We did not sleep. I did not sleep. We did not sleep. We were watching the shit like three.
Why did you say I?
Because I stayed up after 20.
But I slept up. I don't even remember.
But yeah, like we're like, as soon as we saw you trending, before that we were already thinking about like,
no, we didn't even see you trending. Mostly I say we didn't
I already thought about it. Then you now saw it. When did
we wanted to download Snowfall?
No, I'm saying like when did you decide that we should. Good idea. So we have some tweets that we're going to be reading.
And
so,
we'll make our own review. Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for being live.
So if you don't know what you is a series.
Yeah.
What's it? It's a series about murder and love. And it's just like, if you don't know what
you guys start from season one.
What is season four? And Ella really cooked. There's no season 5.
Because I'm tired of the sequence. But so, yeah, they tried to change it.
Yeah. If you guys watch it, let us know. Because we like to know, like, I know we shouldn't be watching Mother, but everybody loves it. Because it's 10 by me.
Okay. Let's go.
Are we starting with the tweets?
Okay.
We should do the tweets last.
So, your review first.
Oh, hi! Yes! Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
There's a comment. One lesbian relationship pro is that you have a best friend and a partner only one.
Yes!
Am I your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. So let's start the show. You go.
Don't worry, let
start.
Me be crushing. No, so no, you'll no. not be distracted. No. Don't worry.
Don't show it.
I won't show it.
Okay, so basically, this season was done into two parts. This new season, first, we released one season earlier and 4 episodes, and we released that was in February.
Hi,
please like. And that was in February. Then they released a new episode yesterday night. Well, in Nigeria, we got to yesterday night.
Yeah.
So basically, what has been happening is that Pen, what's his name in the movie?
Joe.
He, in the last episode of his history, we've done a podcast about this. So
let's check it out. I'll leave the link when I share.
He kills people. Like, he fell, first basically falls in love, then he's obsessed, then he kills anybody that is, he feels is a danger to you. If you have an ex, that's weird. If you have anything. But he'll kill.
And then just weird.
You end up finding that, oh my god, this guy is a killer. And you're like, oh my god, I need to run. He'll have to lock you up.
He'll lock you up then.
In this cage. I need the locking up.
You he
just
will never let
guy.
You go. Yes.
Yes, like all his girlfriends.
He's obsessed. He's
end
obsessed.
Up dying. But like, he's so cute. So in season 3, so basically in season 3 he met Love, his wife, who was also like him, like she's like she basically was obsessed with him and made him think he just met her, like she trailed him, followed him, and then he felt like, oh, I just saw this girl, I'm in love, she's so cute, I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they started the marriage of Blossom Madras, but then he got bored, he started cheating, started falling in love with her. Blah blah blah, she found out she still like wanted to be with him forever and was going to kill him somehow. Not kill him,
people for
kill the girl that he was obsessed with.
Yeah.
So basically he saved the girl and had to kill his wife because she was so angry. And
so she's like, talking about season 3 entrance.
Yeah. So after that he like went to a new country because he wanted to start a new life. This is what he always does. So he goes and he starts a new life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to rub it though, sorry, but it's not really necessary. I'm doing a TikTok later, so I'm still going to rub it though. He goes and he starts a new life. So yeah, I don't know how to start. Because this season was really weird.
It was weird.
Like,
he had to change his name. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like why it's weird for me, because I feel like Joe deals with older, more mature people. And in this episode, they just brought a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And I was just like, there were so many people. Like, he was in a group of, like,
friends,
close young, to 8 friends.
Gen Z friends.
So, your turn.
Anyway, so in this new season for part one, he just came to a new place. Hi guys. Hi guys. Say hi guys.
So he came to a new place.
He had to change his name. But what happened that busted my head was, I think in episode 2, someone was one that gave him this new passport. Or like they found who he was, but they were like, they were going to let him go if he does what they want. That's by taking this library job.
Okay.
Do you remember that man?
Okay, yes. Like, when he was starting a new life, someone came to meet him. Like, he knows he killed the wife. Mm-hmm. And that someone employed that person to kill this killer. But he's giving him the chance to run away and start again. And so that was how that person actually sent him to that so-called country to start to be like. So basically, there's a group of friends. First, he's a professor in his school. He meets this man that is so nice, always talking.
But
he's so extra, like, his actual friend group doesn't like him.
Yeah.
So, the guy, thank you for the like, the guy that he met, the other professor, also had a wife that he was cheating on, that knew. There was just a lot of things, and they were a whole group of friends. Anyway, so that's how he got implemented into the friend group. But he also watches the guy that is a professor in his school. That's the guy that has a wife. He watches him through the window. So
they are across each other.
So he had this little obsession. Thank you. He had this little obsession with, like, the girl or just them, and that's just how it started. Claims he was avoiding being a stalker. Anyways, he goes into this friend group and people start dying.
No, Malcolm invited him.
Do you hate when you say clothing item online that you like, but it's not your stalker style? Big T, I think Big T. Oh, okay. Do you hate when you not a familiar experience.
Anyways. But Malcolm invited him that he has to thank him. He saved kids the first thing. You remember, right?
Yeah.
He saved kids then. He was now like, okay, he has to thank him. And Joe was like, no, he's not interested. He was like, they should go for the party. In that party, a billion things happened. We still don't get it.
A lot of drama was happening. But someone drugged Joe so much that he was so drunk and gone, and then someone ended up taking him home.
That's Malcolm.
Yes, he started doing things. Malcolm, that's the professor that is in his school, takes him home, like, okay, let me keep him. And then when Joe wakes up, Malcolm is dead. So there's this whole thing of just, because, like, what are we going to do? I don't think we need to review everything, but basically, like, 4 people keep on dying. People keep on dying in the group. And people are now suspecting Joe, some people, because he's the new person that no one knows in the group. People are suspecting him.
Like Gemma.
Yeah, Gemma, that other guy that was obsessed.
Richard.
People start suspecting him though.
Ronald.
So anyway, sorry, he wakes up, he sees the dead body. He has to go hide it first of all, because, like, what happened?
How happened? Yeah.
He doesn't know. Anyways, all those deaths happen.
And then Reese now started appearing.
Reese is like someone else in the group that was poor before but became rich.
Yeah.
So Reese now, like, ends up, like, texting him.
We don't even know.
Like,
because that text, it was like someone was texting him, watching him, telling him what to do. So who was the one?
That person was meant to be Reese.
Yes,
Rhys is in this group. Like, Rhys wanted to kill all the rich people. That was basically the theme of this one.
So how did Rhys not know when he was killing Rhys? Rhys was like, he doesn't know what
to do. Because he's saying Rhys. So you guys are not confused. He ends up having to kill Rhys. And when he's about to kill Rhys, Rhys is like, he never did anything to him. He doesn't know what happened. But then, he came back, he now told him that he has erotomania, basically a like lost memory loss thingy, the sickness that they spoke about
in the movie. They kept talking about
so it. Yeah, everything was just
chaos. And he had to even be a mother and an old woman.
Oh, we really, if we're going to do, I'll just say because you guys can watch it and be confused. Go and watch this series and then come here. Because I feel like if you're listening to this and you want to enjoy it and understand what we're talking about, you should thank you for the like. Thank you. You should be a watch out so that.
This is what I mean.
Oh, so erotomania is when you think someone is in love with you, but they are not.
So what's now the erotomania?
Anyways.
What will you enjoy more, in candlelight dinner movie or a portrait movie?
I think it depends. Both. I can't pick. But candlelight dinner will be very romantic. But then it's like different vibes. I like to go out and eat people, have people for me. It's just weird.
But yeah, I wanted to tell you guys the meaning of erotomania is when you think someone is in love with you but they're not. It's just crazy because Joe is an obsessive, like you said earlier. So the reason why I wanted to do this review, because we didn't understand the ending, like what were they trying to pin on us? Like,
so let's say the ending, they basically, someone killed like 4 people in the group. Joe had to pin it on a crazy girl that ended up coming,
photographer,
like that was obsessed with someone in the friend group and ended up stalking. So they claimed it was Rhys that killed all these people at the beginning. Then all of a sudden, Joe has to kill Rhys. He kills Rhys, and Rhys, like while he's killing Rhys, Rhys saying it's not him, blah 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 blah. So they end up showing us clips that they didn't put in the beginning, that all this while that Joe was thinking it was Rhys doing all the killing, it was actually Joe.
Exactly.
So the storyline they told us was like Joe like imagined that Rhys was friends with him, and because of that he started killing like everybody that was a threat to Rhys. And that is supposed to be like on Twitter. For me, that's Joma's personal review. Like on Twitter, everybody is having a gay propaganda about.
Yeah, we're going to read.
They were trying to.
They were waiting for them to
show them show that Joe is in love with a guy.
He had a gay.
But he also had a girlfriend. He ended up dating Kate. Kate is Malcolm, the first guy that was killed in his house. Malcolm's ex. So, or current girlfriend, but he died. So he ended up dating her. He had been watching her all along and he saved her. They ended up dating after a long para. But yeah, so he was, I feel like for me, it can't be that propaganda because he always has a reason why he falls in love with people. Like at the movie, he's always saying like, oh, I tried to mind my business, but oh my gosh, I just saw this girl in the library and she's so cute. Like, he never saw Rhys and had that, oh my gosh. Like, Rhys, to us, Rhys was the one obsessed with him. So,
because
like,
Rhys was the one that said, I love you.
Yes.
I love
you. You know me. Like, we're the same. I feel like at the end, like, the writer just got confused and he's like, we can't pin this on Rhys. Let's turn it back to Joe and say Joe is the one upset. But yeah, let's get into some tweets.
Yes.
Thank you all for the like
and watching and staying.
Okay. Your own suit.
So someone said, wow, at you, Netflix has really gone above and beyond with season 4. Kate, he's literally a murderer. That's not a past. That's a crime, sweetie.
So, but, Kate, is, so the Kate is the Malcolm's heir. But, like, when they finally decided to date, he was like, because he had been avoiding dating and he was telling her, oh, I'm a murderer. I've done things. And then she was like, what is the thing? And he's like, I've murdered.
She too, she's a murderer.
And this was after, oh, we didn't say this. He killed Kate's dad.
Yes.
And Kate had a love-hate relationship with her dad. Basically, hate relationship because his dad was a controller. And he killed her dad. And she had a feeling like we could see it. But she was like, what have you done? He was like, I've murdered. She was like, so we'll cover it up. They end up going together, having this romance because she has all the money now that her father is there.
Yeah,
I low-key loved it. Like, the way she was like, so she gets an interviewer that is going to, they are removing everything about him from the internet.
Period.
Okay, let's go to next week.
So I hate this tripling bitch. Oh,
tripling bitch. Can I show you? If you watch your watch,
you would know.
Watch data. God, so you, Diana,
so nosy, Nadia
is a student of Joe, the killer,
and they were
they really had a relationship. They were close. Next thing, this girl starts to suspect him, and he wasn't like they claim he's the one at the end, but I don't think he's the one that killed him. Anyways, she tries her best.
Who do you think he's the one that
gathering information to expose him? Like, you all need to, like, there's no way to start with
explanation.
He also arrested his ex, like, locked up his ex again for no reason.
Why?
Rice, jollof rice, and turkey.
Okay. My favorite meal right now is After the first five episodes, we all knew it. Fucking Reese.
Yeah. Like, after the first episode, everyone knew it was Reese. Please, like, and everyone was talking about it.
Okay, so
it's Reese
actually. It's Reese that did all the thing. Fuck Nadia, nosy bitch. That's what you get. Hashtag realness with Joe Goldberg in my books.
Give me Joe versus Ellie in season 5. And we Gucci. This season was cinema. This guy looks scary, like a killer. I see the way he's so excited. But yeah, the Nadia was too nosy and she got like pinned. Like, the whole crime was pinned on her. Her boyfriend died.
That's true. The whole new set of crimes. This person, we have to translate their tweet. Just kidding, on Netflix. Did you have a chance to end you with a fucking plot point that takes to end like that? Fucking stupid.
Oh, I don't understand. But this person is angry.
Okay, so.
If we take. When Joe opened his eye in the hospital, I screamed.
When Joe opened his eyes in the hospital, I screamed, this evil boy will never die.
This was Ella yesterday, because like you were laying down.
I was just like, I saw him.
What are these people doing?
Why is he still alive?
Please, like.
Okay, so read this
one. Which one? If we take this narrative at
this one,
that Joe has a pattern and he doesn't break it. Joe killed Malcolm, Simon, Gemma, and Reese. Simon and Gemma for Reese. So saying he killed everybody for Reese. Full stop. Reese was his you. Reese was you is basically
thank you for the like.
He's obsessed with. So Reese was his you. Boss,
you obsession.
His obsession. Box of trinkets and all.
Because
and
the box of trinkets was for Weasel, not anybody, no female
player. But it was after he killed him,
I guess.
What and what Joe does for the people he's obsessed with is kill for them. So basically, is what he said.
No. So he has not killed them before we found that box.
What? It was at the end that that girl found the box.
No, they showed the box before. They still showed the box in this part before she found it. Someone opened it. I think
no, it's him now. She had already come and found it.
No, she had not actually found it. The last time she found the box.
Okay, that was okay. Now found that. But that was still after he had died.
That thing is crazy. Anytime somebody finds the box, you must find them. You know?
Yes. That day. Because he has this box that he hides things. And whenever people come and they are looking in the box, he just
comes. Obsession box.
He just come because like, he has to hide your things. Or just
to answer your question,
kind of unbelievable that the writer had the opportunity to really dig into psychosexual obsession with Reese and the way he literally disassociated away.
Anyway, Reese appearing as a hallucination.
No, disassociated away is obsession.
AKA buried it and still subconsciously doing everything for Reese and they just dropped the ball.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll soon be done. I want to get to the quick part because this is best in the last part. Reese appearing as a hallucination brought on by Joe's obsessive need to meet him even after shoving down the obsession. You can't catch me, gay thoughts. It's incredible. I would argue Joe went to London chasing Reese, not marrying Abby. Mm-hmm. And that he chose that unit specifically because he has something to say. You can
no,
say,
I'm just like the person speaking English.
He knew Malcolm Mock there and thus knew Malcolm could introduce him to Reese. Again, if we take the narrative at his word and Joe was obsessed with Reese, this is something Joe would do to get close to his you. The fact that none of this is dwelt on or acknowledged or talked into at all is disappointing. The series is like, yeah, he was obsessed with Reese and they just throws him at Kate without doing any examining of what that obsession looked like and what he says about Joe's internalized homophobia that he literally made
into I'm like, I'm queer, but like, they don't need to make it about that. Let me tell you why. Because he started with Reese. He started with Kate. Like, he said he couldn't explore Reese before he was pushed onto Kate.
Mm-hmm.
There was never any Reese obsession.
Yeah, I swear. Like,
where did you guys create him
theory.
Obsessing over Reese?
I'm even
when he followed somebody, it was Kate. Because he was trying to protect her. He wasn't even in love with her at this point.
He had never even followed Reese.
He never
Reese.
Ever
time.
Followed Reese. The only times they showed us anybody following anybody was Reese following him. So I'm like...
Anyway,
unless people are trying to say like, oh, I don't even know. Even the writers had me fucked up. Okay, but let's hurry.
Okay, so they said truly was waiting for these two to fuck. I didn't know watching this season. I want to see a man kiss his kid's personality, but here we are. I mean, they have more chemistry than Drew ever had with Kate. What do you think about that?
I feel like honestly, they had more chemistry than Joe had with Kate. But the thing is like. They can't just say because of the second part, that's all the chemistry.
Shadi said
at the first part, like Reese was so aggressive and like obsessive. Okay, in that burning part, who was showing the aggressive, obsessive energy or connection?
It was Reese. It was just he Reese. Said it's in his head.
He's saying that it's Joe that created that image.
Joe and Reese, they have more chemistry in a few scenes than Joe have with all his girlfriends. They say all. Okay.
I didn't see the chemistry.
They said, okay, Reese Montrose carried the whole season. I don't care.
I beg. Like, Reese just is not my speck of guy because his blonde hair, like his hair is not just it. If they had put Bagley with somebody that looks like him,
series.
Fine.
But yeah, someone that looked like him.
Like Chris is reminding me of that guy from Bro, the big one.
Bro,
But yeah, is there any other thing?
There's no one
in Sunday.
Yes, I know.
Is there any other thing? Just
this man has a deeply homoerotic. They are just saying like they think he's geisha, and they are trying to protect it. Like Netflix don't want to see it or whatever. But you guys, let us know in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah, I just feel like lastly, what
give
I've
us
been
your
saying,
own review.
Lastly, what I've been saying is that they always have a reason why they do everything, and he always has a reason, a logical explanation. There was no logical explanation for him killing all those people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even show any of that or hint any of that. So. Them to trying to just show that all those was happening, like it's never like that.
I'm trying to paint the story, like give us this.
I feel like they are now giving people the opportunity to create 1001 theories and be like, yeah, and then
okay,
yeah.
So
but you said you don't want season 5, so.
Yeah. But we heard Jenna Ortega that Wednesday might be
no, they didn't say that though. He said
she might return. Oh, she won't return in season 5.
Yeah, he's not promising.
No,
can't
she said she doesn't
that.
Know, but she might come. If she comes, good. But she was in you guys. I didn't even know. We knew, but we didn't remember.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, this is the end of our review. And if you guys liked it, please like. And then share and give us your own review. Comment. Follow us on all our socials. And we love you.
We love you. Sadly, they took life, so we have to go.
Yeah,
in a big hurry.
But we'll come back with a new episode.
And we hope you guys are enjoying this podcast style on our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Please like.
And watch
Thank
you
for the views.
Period.